Well, an entire hour to go here to take your calls with Dr. Joanne Conaway from criticalhealthnews.com, the number on the side for people who are there to help those of you who can't get through, 1-855-949-7234. Next hour, we talk about reincarnation with Amy Weiss. We will be back in a moment with your calls on Coast to Coast AM. Welcome back. Dr. Joanne Conaway from criticalhealthnews.com with us. And thank you, by the way, for devoting your time to helping us on this, Joanne. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure. This is what I do.
And you love it.
I do.
Let's go to Joe in Long Island, New York, east of the Rockies. Go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, hi, Joanne. I wanted to ask you about a couple of supplements. One would be pine bark. From France, which intrinsically you wouldn't want to take bark, I would think, but supposedly it does a lot, and grapeseed extract. And another thing would be preservatives. I'm hearing something about a hamburger that was still intact years later from a fast food joint.
Oh.
And that sounds a little bit scary
in terms
of an overdue on the preservatives. And lastly, I just want to ask you about, like, how now they're blaming if you do, like, 60 hours in an office, it does give, like, premature aging.
Well, I'm headed down then, if that's the case.
All of those are really good. Okay, pine bark. We know that pine bark extract is a great antioxidant. We know that the research has shown that it helps to improve circulation. There are a lot of people who use pine bark extract for that reason. So there are some good pine bark extracts. If that's something that you think you want to try, just make sure you're getting it from a good company. It's a quality product. Grapeseed extract, we know that grapeseed extract is critically important as an antioxidant. In fact, we have a product in the line, OPCT, and this is another way that you can just boost the antioxidants in your system. You know, Dr. Wallach always talks about the fact that we need to have a significant antioxidant load, and that's mostly because we're exposed to so many toxins from our foods and our environment all the time. If you don't have an exceedingly high antioxidant load, then you're never going to get ahead of the game. Now, it's interesting that you mentioned the hamburger and the preservatives, and I'm going to share a quick story. My husband and I used to own a campground, and we used to have bear claws in cellophane wrappers next to the coffee pot for our campers. And we closed the campground very quickly one year. My sister was diagnosed with cancer. We had to leave quickly and go. So we were closed all winter. It was a seasonal campground. We come back, and that bear claw sitting there is looking just like it did the day I bought it. And I thought, well, now this is interesting. As God is my witness, we took that bear claw, we put it up on top of the refrigerator, and it sat there for years. Nothing ever changed. It didn't turn green. It didn't get hard.
Amazing.
Nothing ever changed. And my husband said, if it's not food for bacteria, could it possibly be food for us?
That's a good point. And what about the aging if you spend too much time in the office?
Well, it's because people spend too much time sitting down.
Just sitting. If you work out, though, and, you know, move up and down, you'll be okay.
If you work out and you move up and down, yes, you're going to be much better off. This is one of the problems, and this is a lot of research is being done around this because so many people have desk jobs where they sit in front of computers all day long, and they don't work out, and they don't take the time to go to the gym or ride a bike or take a walk or do any of those things. And because you're not doing that activity that the body is supposed to do, it will, in fact, cause you to age faster. One of the important things to know and understand is as your body circulates blood, and it will only do that if you're up and moving around, it not only does that, of course, it circulates blood all the time, but it doesn't circulate blood as efficiently if you're sitting down constantly. You're putting pressure on the lower part of the body. You're putting pressure on the veins and arteries in the legs. You're not moving that blood the way it's supposed to. And if you do that consistently, then you're not flushing toxins. You're not doing the things that need to be done to move the blood through the system to get the kidneys to filter out the toxins. There's just so many things that contribute to that. But yes, it does contribute to aging because you're just not moving things through the cardiovascular system, not stimulating the lymphatic flow. This is one of the things that we have to understand. The cardiovascular system has a heart. It's a pump, and it pumps the fluid through the vessels. The lymphatic system doesn't have a pump, and it depends on the cardiovascular system to be able to move the fluid through the lymphatic system. If your lymphatic system gets stagnant, then you're not moving through the toxins, you're not cleaning out the system, and that will cause you to age much more quickly.
Let us go next to Loretta in Modesto, California, west of the Rockies. Hello, Loretta, go ahead.
Good evening, sir.
Hi.
Yes. First of all, I'd like to say thank you very much for having these doctors on.
Welcome.
And all these guys, because they're great. I came down with an illness of some kind while I was stationed at Camp Dejeune, North Carolina, back in the 50s. It's something like prolonged periods of blackouts.
Ooh.
I'm out, like amnesia, but I can walk and talk to where a doctor does not even know I'm out.
And it's still happening to you?
Yes. I did, after I got out of military, I did come down with epilepsy for a while. But I've had brain surgery, so no more seizures. So this is not epilepsy. But in June of 2015, I was out again. I remember getting sick, leaving the house, heading toward a hospital, saw a lady. She stopped. I asked her to call an ambulance. I blacked out mentally. An ambulance took me to emergency, saw an emergency doctor, and he released me. On the 9th, I came to on the 15th, and I had been home and everything. So this is an illness that apparently doctors don't believe.
Are they giving you any medicine for this, Loretta?
I've taken medicine, but medicine seems to hurt me. I get sick from most medicine.
All right. What do you think's going on here, Dr. Joanne?
Well, there's a lot of things that contribute to issues like this. And one of the most important things that we're learning now is the gut-brain connection. And what we realize and understand is because the vagus nerve, the longest nerve in the body, innervates the entire digestive system, we know that there's this connection between the gut and the brain because of that vagus nerve. Now, the connection between the gut and the brain, it's an interesting thing to think about because it's not something that we've always thought about. We've always known that the brain can impact our gut feelings, if you will. We're all familiar with that primal connection, the gut feeling or the gut instinct. But what we're realizing now is not only does the brain affect the gut, but what goes on in the gut affects the brain. So one of the things that I would consider is making sure that, again, you're doing the good food, bad food list, making sure that you have cleaned up the diet and you're getting away from those things that are offenders. And what do I mean by offenders? Well, things like gluten. We know that gluten certainly is a major contributor to many of the issues that we have and don't realize and don't understand. But the important thing, in my opinion, is clean up the diet. Make sure that you've done that 20-day program that I recommend. Make sure that you increase the balance of good bacteria versus bad bacteria. And understand that so much of what we eat and so much of what gets broken down in the gut, if it's not pure, organic, healthy food, it's going to yield toxins. Those toxins are going to create an inflammatory environment, and that inflammatory environment can directly impact organs and tissues throughout the body, and the brain, of course, being one of those organs throughout the body.
Go ahead. No, you go ahead.
I would say focus on cleaning up the diet, cleaning up the gut, doing the 90 essential nutrients, and then consider a product like the Synaptive, which is a specific product to support good brain health. But in addition, I would recommend our new product, our newest product that's just come out. What it is it's a turmeric product.
Uh-huh.
And it's called Purmeric. Purmeric. It's P-U-R-M-E-R-I-C. Purmeric. And it's an amazing product. The reason why I'm so excited about this product is because when we talk about any turmeric product, there are many of them on the market. The active ingredient in this product is the curcuminoids.
Yes.
And in our product, we have 95% active ingredient.
That's huge.
The other really important thing, and any time Youngevity comes out with a product, they've done their due diligence, okay? The other really important thing about any turmeric product is to realize that it is an organic herb, and as an organic herb, it's going to have some bacteria. That's just the way life is. Well, there are many products on the market out there that have greater than 1 million colonies per gram. That's a lot of bacteria, and we don't need, although we do need bacteria, we don't need all that much. In our product, we have less than 1,000 colonies per gram. So it's a pure turmeric, therefore the name Purmeric, and it's, again, a turmeric product, and it helps with inflammation. I would be working on fixing the gut so that the toxins are not leaving the gut, going to the brain, and I would be working on the inflammatory aspect that may well be a contributor.
The texts and tweets keep coming in, and Tom's got them.
Yes, they do, and this is a text from Raina in South Dakota. Please ask Dr. Joanne if the tangy tangerine works better with cardio for weight loss or if it doesn't really matter.
I believe that it does, and this is the reason why. When you're taking the tangy tangerine, what you're doing is you're giving your body much of what it needs at the cellular level, and that tangy tangerine product does an amazing job of helping to stop cravings. If people don't have cravings, they have a tendency to do much better losing weight. When we talk about weight loss, and it's interesting because weight loss is a difficult thing. It's a challenge for many, many people. And it's because so many people approach weight loss with kind of a negative connotation, like I'm going to have to diet. Well, the root word in diet is die, okay? So a lot of what we have to focus on is that good, healthy attitude toward weight loss. And
which is important and critical, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. If you have a closed mindset, for example, if you feel like, oh, this is such a challenge to me and I'm not going to be able to do this, and if you're one of those people that the minute something gets a little bit tough, you say, that's it, I'm going to quit this, it's not working, it's not helping. With that attitude, it's never going to help and it's never going to change and you're never going to lose weight. However, if you go at it with an attitude of, I can do this. I can do this. I will succeed. I am going to do this. And have that positive attitude and start to focus more on the enjoyment of the food in the moment. If you sit down to have a meal, sit down, relax, and enjoy the food that you're eating. Don't constantly fight with yourself about, oh, that has too many calories, or, oh, I'm not sure I should be eating this. Is it okay? I have to go to the book. I have to look at. Don't be doing that. Recognize good, healthy food. Do not eat prepackaged and processed foods. And, again, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine helps a lot of people get over those cravings for those prepackaged processed foods. Food manufacturers know what they're doing.
I've become obsessed lately, Joanne, with blueberries, raspberries, and blackberries mixed together. I love them. What a snack,
huh? And it's so healthy. It's healthy from the antioxidant perspective. It's healthy from the low glycemic index perspective. Berries are a wonderful approach, in my opinion, to staying healthy. And if you can get them organic and they're not loaded with pesticides, it's a great way to go. So do I think the Beyond Tangy Tangerine and cardio work together and help? Absolutely. I do think cardio is important for a lot of people. Now, some people subscribe to cardio and say they have to have cardio in order to lose weight. Some people say they would rather do burst training instead. And that's a great way to go for many, many people. But the combination of the two, I personally believe, is a great weight loss approach.
You just got to really watch what you eat, first and foremost.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, you can't have 15 plates.
Mm-mm.
Scott in San Luis Obispo, California, is with us now. Scott, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hello, George. Hello, Dr. Joanne.
Hi there.
Listen, George, I heard you bring up ticks. And I was thinking about the record season and they're predicting this year.
Oh, horrible. Today. That's right.
Dr. Joanne, there's a new chemical called permethrin, which is a spray used to spray on her clothes to prevent ticks to attach in her bodies to her clothes. which works when the tick comes in contact with the permanent spray. The tick falls off and eventually dies. But I have a concern, if there's a concern that this permethrin is it a harmful chemical, because I haven't found a lot of information online, you know, and I don't know if it's like spraying Roundup on your clothes, but, you know, it's effective, and I don't know if you can bring it up or if you know anything about it, because there's just
how do you spell it, Scotty?
All I know is it's a chemical called permethrin in a spray. I don't know the name of the spray.
Permethrin.
You could buy them in, like, Target or something. They sell it there. But you spray it on your jeans and your boots and that, and you just go hiking if you're going to be in areas where there's a lot of ticks. And it's supposed to be effective, but, you know, is it a carcinogen? That's the big
All
thing.
All right, but it's a chemical that's not natural?
It's not natural, no, George.
Okay. What do you think, Joanne? Have you heard of it?
Yes, I have, and a lot of people are using it because, again, you put it on your clothes and the ticks don't stick and the ticks don't come in contact. Am I going to say it's carcinogenic? I can't say that for sure, but what I can tell you is I won't use chemicals, and this is a chemical that I will not use, and that's one of the reasons why I am religious about using our essential oils as insect repellents. We have a couple of oils that I will mix together to use as insect repellents. One is the Eucalyptus citriodora, and I'll put the Eucalyptus citriodora together in a spray bottle with some of the peppermint and some of the tea tree, and I don't have a problem with insects. It's a great insect repellent because they don't want to have anything to do with you. They don't come near you. But again, as I mentioned...
Nor will anybody else.
Right, exactly. Well, you know, you have to come in and take a shower after you work in the garden.
That's right.
No two ways about it. But as you and I were talking earlier, George, we also have a product in the line that's in our Good Herbs line that is a product called Anti-Parasitic Support. And Anti-Parasitic Support can be taken internally. In fact, we have an entire program that helps you get rid of parasites using this anti-parasitic support. But I give the anti-parasitic support to my animals, and I make sure they get it twice a day. And last year was the first time I have ever had a situation where I had not one tick and not one flea.
That's unbelievable. Yeah.
That is unbelievable.
It is just dramatic all by itself. In your book, Why is America So Sick? Why are we so sick, Joanne?
Well, I firmly believe that a big part of the reason we're so sick is nutritional deficiencies, of course, but most importantly, in my opinion, is the fact that our digestive systems are not healthy, and the reason they are not healthy is because of the deplorable diets, the overuse of antibiotics,
mm-hmm.
the overuse of non-steroidal anti-inflammatories. All of those things contribute in a major way to the disruption of that good, healthy gut bacteria.
All right. We're coming back in a moment with Dr. Joanne Conaway from criticalhealthnews.com. And again, the phone number, where an army of people are there waiting to chat with you, 1-855-949-7234. We'll be back in a moment on Coast to Coast AM with your final calls. Next life, past life regressions next hour here on Coast to Coast. So make sure you're part of the program. I'll be talking with Amy Weiss. Welcome back to Coast, Dr. Joanne Conaway with us, of course, from criticalhealthnews.com. Her book is called Why is America So Sick? When you wrote that book, Joanne, what was it that was your catalyst to do that?
Well, several things, but most importantly, the impetus for me was what I saw happen in my son by increasing the probiotics and digestive enzymes in his diet. He had horrible eczema, lived with it for 8 years, and the way I tell the story is, as God is my witness, within 3 days of starting a probiotic program, his eczema was so much better, I couldn't believe it. Within 5 days, it was gone.
That's amazing. Were you shocked?
I was. I had no idea the impact of a good, healthy gut microbiome until I had that personal experience, and that's what drove me to start doing all kinds of research. And the gut microbiome is what I focus on all the time now because I think it's that important.
How important is the internet right now for individuals, many people listening to this program tonight, to be able to not, you know, create their own remedies and things like that, but at least to get information about what they think could be wrong with them and some suggestions on what they might be able to do.
Well, there are a lot of good websites out there. When I go out and I do my research, I find all kinds of things, and it's because I want to see what other people are saying, what other companies are using, what other things are out there, what other things are available. But if someone wants to go out and do some research in terms of perhaps an alternative approach, anything that I put in the search engine, I always make sure I say alternative or alternative medicine.
Mm-hmm.
And that way, a person's going to have probably already gone to a site like WebMD and found out what conventional medicine is saying about
right.
a certain condition.
And it's very good for conventional medicine.
Oh, I think so. Absolutely. And, you know, the unfortunate thing is many people self-diagnose and then they make the decision that they really don't need to follow up with a physician, and sometimes they get themselves into trouble. This is where people have to be careful, because there is a lot of information out there, and if you're reading ads, if you're reading information from companies selling products, they can be using information from other studies. They can be using information from other internet sites and putting together their own dialogue and then promoting their product using that dialogue makes it sound like their product is the end-all be-all. And that's just not true. That's just not the case. So when I recommend, if people want to go out and look to make their own decisions or to have a little bit more information about whatever condition they're talking about, look at sites that have the ending .edu, for example. Those are the sites where the information has been studied in an educational setting. Now, that does not necessarily mean that what you can read on the internet is the absolute truth, and there's a lot of controversy around many of the things that are out there, mostly because who funded the study? And if you pay attention to who funded the study, were they going to benefit from a negative or a positive result? And is that the reason why that particular study has given us that result? So those are things that you need to be aware of. But I just caution people, and if they're going to go out and try a new product, you know, personally, I've been with the Youngevity company now for over 18 years. I don't use other products. I don't use other products from other companies because I found these products to be the most pure. I found them to be the best, to give me the best result. And with the people that I've worked with over the course of the last 18 or so years, I find that they give those people the best results. But if you're going to go out and you're going to go looking for a specific product, I would say, of course, go to Youngevity first. Go to Critical Health News. Get your questions answered. But always make sure that you're getting a product from a reputable company, a company that is a sustainable company, a company that's been in business for a long time, a company that has proven their worth. Don't just go out on any whim that's out there. And many people do. And then they'll come to me and they'll say, you know, I tried that product.
And nothing worked. Because you, in some cases, the product may not even be the product if you go
Absolutely.
To the wrong place.
And a good example of that is turmeric, for example, okay? We have a great product, 95% curcuminoids. There are products out there that are selling like hotcakes. They're not as expensive, but they're only 5% curcuminoids. You're not going to get the benefit. And these are the people who will come back to us and say, oh, I tried a turmeric product. They just don't work. Well, it's because what they tried was a product that was far inferior to the products that we've put together.
First-time caller Terry in Culver City, California. Welcome to the show. Hi, Terry.
Hi. Pleasure to speak with you.
Thank you. Thanks for holding so long. Well over an hour. My gosh. So the floor is yours. Go ahead.
Okay. Miss Conaway, I've been wanting to speak with you for a while. I'm from a military family, and I also did 30 years at the VA Medical Center.
Thank you, Terry.
So I've also seen a lot, too. But getting to the point while I called, unfortunately, I fell on some granite rocks last weekend. And I have a bruised ribs, fractured fingers, so on and so on. So I was wondering what you could recommend. I am on the glucogel. I'm kind of apprehensive about starting the CM cream because it's menthol-based, which sounds wonderful, but I think that that would cause a rash on my chest, and I am gluten-free.
And you're looking for a faster healing, Terry, or what are you looking for?
Just faster healing and for long-term.
Okay. What do you think, Doc?
Okay, so I would definitely say the bone and joint pack. You say that you're taking the glucagel. I would say the bone and joint pack with the glucagel. I would add to that the liquid glucogel. I would put those two in combination. As far as the discomfort, I have not personally heard of anyone having that type of a skin reaction with the CM cream. But if you elect not to use the CM cream, that's fine. The other thing that I would recommend for you would be the Good Herbs product. And I would get the bone and tissue support. Bone and tissue support can be taken internally. I would take 1/2 to 1 teaspoon 3 to 4 times a day. But I would also take that bone and tissue support along with perhaps our trauma essential oil. And you could use those neat, meaning put a few drops of the bone and tissue in your hand, put two drops of the trauma, and actually rub it directly onto the area. It will be absorbed into the skin. There's no reason in the world you can't do that. You can also put it on the bottoms of your feet. It will be absorbed into the circulation on the bottoms of your feet and may well help with some of that discomfort. Again, though, a lot of pain is due to inflammation, so I would get a hold of that turmeric product and see if that doesn't help you as well.
I was with Doc Wallach in Toronto several months ago at a health expo I was speaking at, and he was speaking as well. And he ran into somebody that we all know. I won't mention his name. And the guy was a bearded white. And Doc Wallach looked at him and said, "You're going to die early." And I looked at him and I said, "What?" But there are things that he'll look at you and say, "You have a copper deficiency. You have this. You have that." So he's amazing, isn't he?
Oh, absolutely he is. And he's right. You know, some people who have white, gray, and silver hair have a selenium deficiency and a copper deficiency. And, of course, we have a product that's amazing. People have used this product, and their hair color has actually changed back to their original hair color.
Let's go to Harry in Port Huron, Michigan. And the time we have remaining, go ahead, Harry.
Thank you very much. Joanne, I've got sleep issues, and I've tried so many things. I've told Tom it takes me 2.5 hours a night to get to sleep. I've tried melatonin, and I've tried Alteril with the valerian, and I've tried Zikwil and Unisom. I've tried different things. What can I do? What do you recommend here?
Well, first of all, I need to ask a couple of questions. Do you use much caffeine?
No, I've cut back on. I don't drink any pop with that in it anymore. I do have some chocolate once in a while.
Okay, what about coffee?
Coffee, I don't drink coffee at all.
Okay, so sugar consumption. Do you eat a lot of sugar?
I eat a bit. Yep.
Okay, do you eat it close to bedtime?
Yeah, and I do it because I'm at about 10 o'clock. It's 3 or 4 hours away from it.
You're on to the problem, Joanne.
Yeah. Well, I've got low sugar, and so I'm trying to have a couple things to keep it up.
Okay, so what I would say is I would consider that 20-day flora program that I talk about. I would consider getting the gut straight, if you will. And then do you use any of the longevity products at all? The Healthy Start Pack, the 90 essential nutrients in the Healthy Start Pack, along with extra minerals. We have minerals, liquid minerals as a standalone product.
I'm using the mineral caps, the tablets. Those are pretty good.
The caps would be better for me, too.
Okay, so the mineral capsules, that's fine. The only thing with the mineral caps versus the liquid, just so that people know, is the absorption of the liquid is up to 98%. The absorption of the capsules is about 85%.
Yeah, there's a difference.
Getting quite the same absorption rate, but that's the way it is with liquids versus tablets, capsules, no matter
what. And that's with all liquids like that, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely. So what I would do is I would put those two things together, the Healthy Start Pack and the minerals. I would make sure that you're not taking that Beyond Tangy Tangerine too much past maybe 6 to 8 hours before you go to bed. Okay, whatever your nighttime schedule is, stop it.
Yeah, it gives you that burst of energy that you
Well, it does.
Don't want right before bedtime.
That's right. The B vitamins in that product will keep people awake. And I've had a lot of people say, I just can't get to sleep. Well, how late are you taking it? Well, I take it just before I go to bed. Well, that's probably a good reason why you're not getting to sleep. So, again, 6 to 8 hours before you're going to go to bed, take that last dose. But if you're flooding your system with all the nutrients that it needs, and if your digestive system is working well and you're absorbing those nutrients, usually that's all it takes for people to start to experience a good night's sleep. And in fact, most people that we start on the 90 essential nutrients, one of the first things they say is, I can't believe the amount of energy that I have during the day, but I can't believe I'm sleeping so well at night.
Let's go to Tom for a final text or tweet. Tom.
We're going
to
go last one for a text from Greg in Mount Olympus, Washington. I'm always on the go. I need quick food. What health bar do you recommend? There are so many of them out there and not all are healthy.
Anything specific there, Joan?
In fact, most of them are very unhealthy.
They're like candy bars, aren't they?
Well, and they're loaded with preservatives, and they're loaded with genetically engineered components, and it's difficult to find a good bar that would provide energy.
You know what I like? Just a little can of peanut butter. What do you think of that?
Well, you have to be really careful. Is it organic peanut butter?
No, it's just...
Okay.
Like regular.
You have to be really careful, and you have to be especially careful with peanuts because peanuts historically have always had fungus, but here lately, in the last several years, it seems as though it's worse.
Really?
And that's one of the reasons why. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the reasons why we are against peanuts. It's not that they don't taste good, and not that they don't provide good protein and fat, but they are loaded with yeast and fungus, and not as healthy as we would like to think that they should be. A good organic peanut butter, I will admit that I use a good organic peanut butter myself, but not very often, and I have had to give up peanuts because I absolutely love them. So as far as a good bar for energy or a good bar to be a meal substitute, we have a bar in the line. It's called the Keto Bar. It's a part of our ketogenic approach.
Ketos? How do you spell that?
K-E-T-O.
Keto, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Is that like short for ketosis?
Well, yeah, and then it's short for the ketogenic approach to healthy weight loss.
Okay.
But the other thing that you might want to consider if you're looking for energy is a product like our Pollen Burst. Our Pollen Burst is an amazing product as far as an energy product, and I'll give you a little personal testimonial. I love this product because when I take the Pollen Burst, I feel like I'm on top of my game.
You just dump it into a bottle of water and shake it up, right?
Put it in a bottle of water and you drink it. It's got some B vitamins in it and it's an amazing product. It has superoxide dismutase in it, which is one of the body's own inherent enzyme systems that helps to clean up free radicals. But for me, I will take this. I will do your show. And I will hang up the phone, go wash my face. I will go to bed and go to sleep.
It's nice, calm, and relaxed.
That hypes you up.
All right.
It gives you that edge, but doesn't hype you up.
Chris in Lake City, Florida is with us now. Hi, Chris. Go ahead.
Yes. First of all, happy belated birthday, George Story.
Well, thank you, Chris.
And I appreciate your service. First-time caller. I love the show. I would like to ask the doctor, I got diagnosed with Graves' disease to the thyroid, and I developed AFib, and I lost a lot of percentage of my heart.
Okay.
Along with the diverticulitis.
Wow, you got all these. And we only got about a minute or so left, Joanne. So he's got AFib and Graves' disease.
Okay, so the diverticulitis is, again, a gut issue. I would definitely recommend the 20-day flora program. I would recommend the 90 essential nutrients. As far as the AFib is concerned, I would recommend that you go to a chiropractor and you tell the chiropractor you have AFib and you ask the chiropractor to work on your cervical and thoracic vertebrae.
It's an electrical issue, isn't it?
It is. Absolutely it is.
And magnesium helps that too, John. I've studied this for years, and magnesium helps reduce these palpitations.
Right. Good calcium magnesium products are necessary for healthy heart function. That's just all there is to it. So the 90 essential nutrients, definitely. In this case, I would say the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack. And as far as the Graves' disease is concerned, we have a product in the line called Ocean's Gold. Ocean's Gold is a product that helps to support healthy thyroid function, whether you have hyper or hypothyroid. And that Ocean's Gold product, I would say, take three of those two times a day.
Dr. Joanne Conaway with us from criticalhealthnews.com. Write down that website. Go to it often. You'll get great stories, tips, information. Here is a number to call. We throw out a lot of information on the show, and if you miss it, you miss it. Call this number. You'll get it back. 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. In a couple weeks, Doc Wallach will be back on, and then a few weeks after that, Ben Fuchs. I get emails from people that say, you don't devote enough time to these health issues. And I went, gosh, you know, it's 4 hours a month. That's a lot. But I don't know, Joanne, I think we're being balanced and fair, don't you?
Well, from my perspective, maybe 6 or 8 hours a month.
You'd love more.
Mostly, George, because there are so many people out there that are so sick that have questions and need answers.
They really
do.
That's
the only reason I would say that.
Well, Joanne, thank you. We'll talk to you in about a month or so yourself. Dr. Joanne Conaway, who spent 20 years with the United States Air Force in Air Force Reserves as a lieutenant colonel. I'd be saluting her if I were in my Navy outfit today. We're going to come back in just a moment. Amy Weiss joins us with her work called Crescendo, as we talk about past lives, past life regression as well on Coast to Coast AM. Don't forget to like us on Facebook and do follow us on Twitter. And if you have to email me, it's George@coasttocoastam.com.